My home is a wildlife sanctuary in the suburbs. There really aren't many people that do what I do, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Every bedroom's got animals in it, except for mine. As my children moved out, the animals moved in, basically. Yeah, hi Matt, it's Michelle from South Oakley Wildlife. You rang about a possum?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see if I can get a volunteer to come and pick it up. It's very hard to say no when you see an injured animal and know that you can help it.
My name's Jenny, I'm a wildlife foster carer and I met Michelle about 3 years ago.
What have we got here?
Baby possum from Elstonwick.
That's right.
She's taught me so much and opened my eyes to what little help she gets out there.
So where was he found?
On the nature strip outside the school.
She has no income other than her pension, so everything she gets is absolutely given to the animals.
Its eyes are nice and clear and it's got really good grip. Might just put it in with the others and see how it goes.
She's a strong woman in that she can deal with the suffering and the horrid things that she sees every day.
Oh, I'm CFA trained, so I've got my own fire team. Going through Blacks that day, it was horrific, absolutely horrific. There were more sad stories than good stories because burns get infected very easily and it's a long process of healing the burns. My day starts about 6:30. I get up and start preparing the animal food. Hello, Maggie. I feed the baby possums first. That can take for anywhere from half an hour to an hour. It's unconditional love. They trust you, and to have a wild animal trust you is an amazing feeling. Then I go outside and do all the birds outside. I give them fresh food, fresh branches.
Hello, Scruffy.
Hello, Ginger.
Hello, Ash. Hello.
Archie Gould, hello.
Come inside and clean up and do the birds in the back room. I've got babies everywhere now and it's still winter. The weather's made an incredible difference. I often get help from my granddaughter, Harper. She wants to be a vet. I'm hoping she'll take over where I leave off. Then I usually go out and pick fresh branches for the possums that night. On an average, it takes me an hour and a half a day. And then it's usually time to start feeding again. This is Wizzy. Wizzy's about 300 grams. It just goes on. And then I fall asleep and start again the next day. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
So then feed this back to the vets.
We keep really strict records. Every animal that comes in is documented from start to when it's released.
My name's Dr. Tui McEwen. I'm a senior lecturer at Monash University. I started realising some of my research skills might be really helpful. You start becoming involved in her world and it really opens up a whole new dimension to life that you really don't get anywhere else. An appreciation for my community, which isn't just about people and the buildings, that we're actually a part of an ecosystem which truly is bigger than all of us.
If we could show the councils these figures and the advantages of having a cat curfew, how much wildlife that can be saved, it'd be incredible. There should be a 24-hour cat curfew, full stop. Cats kill wildlife. We keep our dogs locked up. Cats should be locked up. And if people care for their cats, they should be responsible cat owners.
We get lots of possums with cat bites. They're probably the worst because the infections can be quite bad. The rehabilitation is very time consuming. It's just not possible to do that in a veterinary clinic setting. We've been using Michelle since 2000. She's great, she's easy to get along with, very helpful, comes here at a moment's notice, just very passionate about what she does.
There's really interesting stuff coming through in the academic literature about humble leadership. This is absolutely it epitomised. She really needs to market that.
I have some kookaburras that come to visit. They're the rewards in what we do. I suffer from really bad arthritis, but yeah, I'll keep doing what I can while I can. Australia's got magnificent wildlife and we should preserve it.